This is North Shore Today for Friday, August 19, 2022, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. It'll be sunny today, temperatures near 90. The Salem News is reporting that an Ipswich man has been charged with vehicular homicide while driving drunk, causing an accident that killed an 18-year-old in Marston Mills earlier this week. 71-year-old Richard Collins of Skytop Road pleaded not guilty in court on Wednesday. A former Lynn priest has been accused of assault of a 12-year-old boy from incidents dating back to 1989 and 1990. The Daily Item reports that Paul Fitzpatrick Russell, a former Sacred Heart Parish priest, faces a 13-count suit filed by the victim. The two candidates running for the Democratic nomination for Essex County District Attorney met last night in a Zoom candidate forum. James O'Shea highlighted his four-point plan to update the DA's office.
I've already discussed the reduction of the 58A motions to address the social justice problem where we have a disproportionate number of people of color being incarcerated. That will be my first step day one. I've also addressed that I have a super lawyer for a partner who's an immigration expert. We will come in and address the fact that there are U visas that are not being timely processed by this administration, and we'll correct that error to help these victims get the status that they so richly deserve. Thirdly, I will give more discretion to the ADAs and the district courts. It's hard enough for them to work with less, for less money, for a lower pay than they would get in the private sector. They deserve much better treatment than that. They deserve some freedom to be able to evaluate their cases. And more importantly, when you give them discretion, as somebody that's supervising them, you'll have the ability to determine whether or not they're making sound decisions. By letting them make decisions, you can determine whether they should be promoted, whether they should be spoken to, whether they should be in a situation where they're making the right call for you as your representative in the court. Finally, based on my review in other counties, I will address the issue of IT. We are using woefully outdated technology in the Essex system. That needs to be updated.
That's Attorney James O'Shea speaking in his closing comments at last night's forum. Also running is Salem State Representative and former Salem Police Chief Paul Tucker. In last night's forum, current DA John Blodgett's office was criticized, and Blodgett has endorsed Tucker.
John Blodgett's name is not going to be on the ballot. Paul Tucker's name is going to be on. And if you take a look at my record, what I've done, I've been a voice for the marginalized. I've stood up when sometimes it was difficult. I've led a very public life. I've had 40 years of public service. You could look up every vote I've taken in my 8 years in the legislature, some tough votes, but I've always stood up. I've never been afraid about losing votes. When I stood up for the LGBTQ+, the transgender protection, people told me I might lose votes. I'd rather lose an election than not stand up for people who need a voice. I've been that voice for them. I was a police officer for 32 years. I've been an attorney for over 20 years. I teach at the university and the community college level. I teach criminal law. I teach criminal investigation. I've been out front in my community. I've coached youth sports. I've been on the board of the Salem Y, the Boys and Girls Club, Salem Voice, Salem Award. I've done all of that. If you take a look at my breadth of work, the body of what I've done, I believe it lines up precisely with what a district attorney does. It's leading the office. It's doing it with vision. It's doing it with integrity. I've done my best work as a public servant. I'd like to continue. That's why I asked for your vote on September 6th.
Paul Tucker speaking as part of his closing statement in last night's forum. Be sure to check back to the website throughout the day for news and sports updates. Sports next with Bill Newell.